PLX Mobile, monitoring.
N4WHM, monitoring.
HM N6CLX.
How you doing there, sir? This is Bill here in Hartwell, Georgia.
Mike over here, Mobile in Spartanburg.
Mike on a good trip into the repeater, good clear audio. It was a little staticky earlier today, but it's cleared up now, so hope you've had a good day, and hopefully this Friday afternoon's into your week.
It's Friday afternoon, I left work, and the sun is shining.
Yes, and hopefully it's going to be sunshine for a few days before it starts raining again. The weather's been nice, even though we had a little rain, but it's been springtime, wintertime, springtime. Now it's back to spring, so I'm happy with it.
March. The weather doesn't know what it's doing, but every time it flips its mind, it starts getting kind of rough and tumble and thunder, lightning, hail, you name it.
Welcome to springtime, living in the southeast. But we get by most of the time with just rain and thunder and lightning, so I'm pleased with that. We can leave the hail and the tornadoes and strong winds somewhere else.
I'm in Atlanta.
So that's a good place for it.
Down there, he never did re-comment to me. I told him, the comment I made to him was in Atlanta, where they get the best voters they can buy.
That sounds like a very true statement. Very true. Any big plans for the weekend? Any projects or anything with your radios?
That's a loaded question there. See, I was discussing that with XYL earlier. Well, we came up with some plan. Oh, we got a little bit of gardening to do. Got to get it in during this short spring that we had.
Been thinking about my garden. I can't decide if I'm gonna plant again this year or just go to the local farmer's market here in Hartwell. It seems to be a lot easier to go to the farmer's market, but I enjoy the process of growing as well.
I'm kind of giving up on trying to grow food. There's too many critters out there that like to eat it before I get to it. So I just give up on it, except for the blueberries. I do like my blueberries. But, I've got some bulbs and, I don't know. Well, and I got to shred leaves to put around the blueberries, you know, all that good stuff. But I think good thing I got a big supply of masks, so I don't have to breathe the dust.
Yeah, that's going to be plenty of pollen floating around in the air, so I guess the mask will come in handy for a real reason, especially as we get in the next few weeks, everything will turn yellow.
Well, going underneath some Faraday shields, otherwise known as overpass. I don't know what happened to my signal. Yeah, I don't know about Hartwell, but where I live in Greenville County, we got one real long pollen season, otherwise known as our pollen season, and then the mountains pollen season, and 6CLX Friday.
JMID. Yeah, we get a pretty heavy dose of pollen. There's a lot of pines here in Hartwell, and when they really load up and the wind blows, it comes off, looks like a dust storm. So, but after that, it's not too bad.
I'll be lying. Maybe a good 3 months or so. It seems like most of the year, though.
It's already started. I can see the pollen starting to collect on my vehicles after they sit outside during the day, and It's not even close to everything starting to bloom out, so I don't know if that means we're going to have a good or a bad one, but either way, there's going to be a lot of pollen, so. But we'll suffer through it, get on with it, and before we know it, we'll be thinking about changing leaves and fall and winter again.
There it is. I'll just keep in time with it. N6CLX, Freddy. You and I can talk all we want about it. I can complain until my throat is hoarse. Ain't gonna do a bit about it.
You're right. We're just passing through on this little world. It's gonna keep going, and that'll keep happening long after we're gone and moved on. So we can deal with things like radios that can break and be repaired, or power supplies, or stuff like that. That's a lot more fun.
Projects you mentioned, I've been around radio for a while. This is my original call from 79. So I came in just when the glass tubes were still around and the metal can silicone was around, so I came in with both of it, but everything was discreet and never thought about digitally programming anything. That was for the big guys. But anyway, so one of my projects is restoring an old Swan 6-meter rig, a 250. Not the ultra-modern C version, the original one. And I've complained to my wife about wanting to start to repair it with a hammer, but I think I'm getting somewhere.
Project? I've only been in ham radios for about 8 years, so I just, I ended up on a whim where I work. They had sent some of the emergency personnel to a ham class, and we're going to take the test that afternoon, and they had their exam or study material for about 2 weeks, and they had somebody drop out, and they asked me if I wanted to go, so I went and did the ham cram and took the test and passed, and I've been tinkering with it ever since.
My wife's patience during last year in the 2020 and the height of having to stay in. And I anytime I go and tinker with that radio, I get an earful. So, you know, I just do it a little bit here and there now.
A little bit at a time, kind of like eating an elephant, one bite at a time. Before you know it, it'll be up and running. You'll be talking. I had to switch out power supplies on my radio in the house I'm on. The other one started giving me issues, and I had an older Pyramid PS36 analog, and I hooked it up a couple of days ago, and I've been talking on it since then. So far it seems all right.
Power supply powering your rig you're talking on. I don't hear any noise on it, no hum. So, and you're not getting any distortion with voltage dropping, so I'd say you're doing good.
Okay, it was a good one. I bought it several years ago. It used to run an old CB amp I had when I used to play with CBs many years ago, and it had been sitting in the top of the closet, and I was worried that it may have set too long, but I've had it running for three days now, and so far it's doing the job, so I'm pleased.
Yeah, that's not my only project. I've got, I don't know, several. Man, I've got a receiver that I started building, HF receiver, I started building back in high school. Got 90% of it done and then just put it aside when I went to college, and I've never looked back. It's sitting there waiting for me.
I'm in the process of studying for my general exam. I've got an old HF rig, and I'm going to set up and try to use. Hopefully it's still working, and I got to get it tested and get an antenna, but I'm hopefully going to test for my general in April.
In case anyone else wanted to come in. Well, that sounds good. I came in as a technician. Of course, I had to go to the FCC office for that, take the CW test as well, and stayed a technician until the 90s, then I got my general, then I upgraded to advanced, and there I stayed until last year. Then I went ahead and took my extra and passed that, and I don't know, was it, I think it was August.
Congratulations on getting you extra. That's a good accomplishment. I've been studying on the general for about a month now. I bought an audio book, and I've been listening to it on my commute back and forth to work, and I just got a book I'm reading on the general exam. I got it in the mail from Amazon this week, so I think by time testing comes up in April, I'll be ready. The general doesn't seem to be too awful hard.
Ham test online, and I highly recommend that. That sucker, between that and the book, the book gave me all the background knowledge, and from the one from AARRL, and the ham test online just got me used to answering the questions. So to the point where I missed one question.
Yeah, I've been doing some of the practice exams. As I go through it on that audio book, it tells you what practice test and what area you're ready for. So I've been going through it, and I've been doing pretty good with them. I'm going to try to get them to where I'm at 100%. So when I take the test, hopefully I can score good enough to get a passing grade.
If you understand the material, you should be all right, you know? Although, there is the old, like you said, the cram, the ham cram, just memorize all the answers. You can do it that way.
I prefer to learn it. I enjoy the ham radio hobby, and I'm getting more in-depth into it, and I'm enjoying the process of studying for the journal exam, and I may, depending on how I feel in April, I may go ahead and study for the extra and just wait and take the test in June and see if I can knock them both out.
Go ahead, well, it just depends on your personal situation. It'd be nice to get on HF with the sun cycle coming along. Things will get better and better. Although, last year I had a lot of fun on HF. Was working from the house. Had a lot of time to go down to the garage and get on the radio in my quote-unquote third lunch hour. But that's not happening now.
And that. Well, I got to get out of here. I've enjoyed talking with you. And it's time to for me to make a quick trip up the street. Got to go eat dinner with my sister-in-law, so looking forward to that, a little visit, but hope you have a safe trip on home, and I'll listen out for you some other time. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
All right. If I remember correctly, it's Bill, N4WHN, N6CLX. Have a good dinner.